For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, a big one tonight for the Astros as they get ready to take on the Orioles for the second game of this four-game series in Baltimore. And Kyle Tucker yesterday, wondering about him, said he's not going to make the trip.
Hop, little bunny, hop.
Hopefully he's doing some hopping. Tucker wasn't supposed to make the trip, didn't make the trip to Baltimore. That's what Joe Espada said. Nothing new to report on him. But then, of course, as the Astros do, Dana Brown had something to say somewhere else. And Dana Brown had something to say when it comes to Kyle Tucker. And you guessed it. It's something a little different than, Joe Espada said nothing to report, nothing new. Everything's the same. He was on MLB Network. This is what the general manager, Dana Brown, had to say in his update of Kyle Tucker.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see Tuck back, sometime early September. He's starting to do more baseball activity on the field. He's actually taking BP and hitting him in the upper deck. It's more the baseball moves with its lower half when he has to sprint or do anything at a quick pace. And so he still feels some soreness there. But ultimately, he's making big strides. And, it's been amazing that we played so well without him. But hopefully we'll get him back, sometimes early September, hopefully the first week.
All right. Hey, early September, first week. I just at 713-572-4610, those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you're hearing that. You're hearing that from Dana Brown. It has been since June 3rd since he has last played. It is now August 23rd. He said early September. The hell he said first week of September is what he did. That's it. You feel confident now. You feel confident return. You feel confident about the return of Kyle Tucker now that Dana Brown has stamped it.
Well, no, nobody feels confident in it. No, nobody. I mean, look, you're talking out of both sides of their mouth, literally. You got Dana Brown saying one thing and Joe Espada saying another. Really, I mean, hell, three sides of their mouth with Bregman saying something about him. So they're talking all over the place about Tucker and Bregman and all kind of different voices all over the TV and radio. So I don't feel any better about Kyle Tucker or Bregman. I don't feel any better about Kyle Tucker until I hear what Adam Spolane have to say. He's down there damn near every day when they're in town and he lays eyes on it. But I'm more in tune to what fellas like that cover the team are saying and what the Astros actually say, Ron. I do like what he's saying, though.
Of course.
I mean, how many days are in August? 31?
I don't know.
That means we're a week away from the first week of September.
I'm trying to see who is that they play that first week. Yeah, there is September 1st. Oh, Sunday. They play the Royals September 1st, and then the day after that, they are in Cincinnati. Make that road trip.
Yeah, September 1st week in September is right in the corner, boys. We get Verlander back this week, and he pitches well. Again, knock on wood, we hadn't heard of anything swelling. Nice little down week next week. Tucker. No Texans. And then that next week, come back, them Texans got a game opening the season, and Tucker will be back with them Astros.
Yeah, man.
You want to poo-poo it?
No, I'm not going to poo-poo it. I just think there's no reason to put a time stamp on it. I probably think I would have gone with the – now, I think it helps us as doing this show today as news – but I think I probably would have stayed with the
with the route that Joe Espada went. Hey, guys, nothing new to report here. Because you don't have to. You don't have to do that. Because clearly this team has run into setbacks, or whatever they want to call them. Luis Garcia, Lance. I don't even know if there's been a setback here with Kyle Tucker. I know they have repeatedly said it is not moving at the direction that they want it to move, or that they were hoping it would move. So, yeah, we see that. I just don't know why they time-stamped it. To me, I almost be better if they just surprised us. One day we came in here and we're sitting here and, bam, there's Kyle Tucker in the lineup. There it is.
Well, I think it's going to be a surprise any way you slice it, isn't it?
Well, yeah, because I won't believe it until I see it. But I will say this, though. The stuff we have seen of late looks a lot better than what we saw when he was in Tampa. When he's in Tampa, that didn't look close. Now, we'll see. Maybe we'll see if he has to go run down fly balls, if we're able to get any kind of footage of that. But this was better to see him hopping on one leg and hopping to the other one, doing lateral movement. I don't know why I'm doing it in this chair while I'm doing it, but that...
Well, you're giving a visual for the people on YouTube and Twitch.
To me, that's what I look at. That's what I'm looking at to see how close he is. But I'm not listening. Except I just don't know why you put that, because now people are going to be looking September. First week of September.
I know I am. There ain't no doubt. Look, there's no question. When we come in here September 1 through September 8, it's going to be the first hour of the show. Where you at, Dana? Where you at, King Tuck?
I just, as I said earlier, just beat the Texans. Beat the Texans before they start their regular season. Is he going to be there before the Texans start their regular season? That's he better beat Christian Harris to the field.
I don't know about that one. I don't know if he's going to beat the Texans.
You know, the eighth, like you like
is
right.
That,
now,
is that week the one? Is
game,
the eighth?
First game of the season is the eighth.
Okay.
It's a Sunday. We're gonna have a full.
Well, I hope he doesn't, because then that gives us we can come back on the 9th, and you can lead the show with Dana Brown's.
You hope now? Come on, man! You don't hope Kyle Tucker. I want to see Kyle Tucker play.
I do too. I mean, but the Astros are hot, man. I mean, we don't. We don't necessarily. I'd rather see you. I'd rather see you really frustrated with Dana Brown's first week of September.
Where is Kyle Tucker at on home run leaders on the team?
Third?
You think he said I hope?
I mean, yeah, all you got is
he's at 19. He had 19 absolutely. When he got hurt.
You got Bregman and Big Fella Alvarez are ahead of him.
Bregman has more than 19?
I think so. Has he? Has he got 20 yet?
Let me check and see. Yo, Bregman just passed him. You're there you right. Go. Alvarez has 25. Bregman has 20. Altuve has 16. Kyle Tucker has 19.
He was on a tear, man. God, he would be in the 40 area.
Yeah, you would think. Potentially, he would be. All right. Coming up. Listen, I feel like this is going to be unpopular. And I'm not just trying to play devil's advocate. I truly, truly believe this. I think there are only 5 starters that need to play in the game tomorrow. We'll discuss that coming up.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.